well, I'll just take the fries and I'll just throw them in there. This is where that nice golden crunch is going to come in. And there you go. Almost a perfect looking.
All right. Check that out. Just want to say happy Black Friday, everyone, because this is going to be a Black Friday episode.
Happy Turkey Day.
Hey, gobble. Okay, I got a question for you.
All right.
Out of the original 151 Pokemon, which one do you think would taste the best to eat?
Huh.
Because Magikarp is going to taste like carp.
Probably the one that... what's that one that... the one that looks like a bowl. There's one that looks like a bull. Well, probably bull probably wouldn't taste good either. Maybe Clefairy, the pink one.
See, because like you think like Lickitung, what are you gonna do? You're gonna fucking Lingua, Bulbasaur.
Psyduck.
Psyduck's gonna be a duck. Yeah, Psyduck could be a
duck.
Because like Squirtle's gonna. I feel like Squirtle. That's like turtle. That whole line. It's gonna taste like gamey. It's gonna be
Squirtle.
Like,
Squirtle's like is a turtle, so it'll be like turtle soup.
Yeah, Pikachu's a rat. I don't want to eat mouse.
Charmander is a lizard, so it'd be like eating
like
alligator or something, maybe.
I don't know. I wouldn't eat a Charmander, man. Like, if I could have one Pokemon in real life, it'd be a fucking Charmander. Like, not even a question.
What if it evolved to a Charmeleon?
And then a Charizard? Just make sure that my...
At what point would you eat it?
I wouldn't eat it. It'd be a pet, bro. You can eat your dogs when they die?
No.
Yeah, see? It's a pet.
It's not fair.
I would have to be like... Why do I keep making like the water ones try to work? Because I was like,
sushi.
So I was like Magikarp would taste like carp, but like that would be
gross.
Yeah,
it'd be kind of gross.
I don't know why I'm trying to make the water ones work. And then like you can't do Bulbasaur; it's just a salad. I mean, I guess if all of a sudden Bulbasaur shows up with like a bottle of ranch dressing, it's like, oh, okay, maybe.
Bottle of ranch.
I don't know.
A little vinaigrette. I don't know. I'm going towards the water ones too,
because I think that between like, that and it's like
there's ones that aren't like your typical animal, like the psychic ones, abracadabra and all that. Like I don't know, that would be what would that even be considered?
I don't know. I feel like there wouldn't be enough meat on there though. You're not gonna eat a ghastly; it's just ghost. you know what one I think would be good? Was it Doduo and Dodrio, the birds? Because they're like ostriches.
You know which one I always thought would taste good? Ditto.
Ditto?
Because they kind of look like pudding.
Look like pudding? I guess, yeah.
But then you have the ones that are like chemical sludge. Like, what is it? Like,
Grimer.
Grimer, like,
yeah.
Those are the ones that are just, that's just.
I don't know, man. Ew. Tauros, I think you might be right.
You know what I mean? Like that one.
It's the bowl.
Yeah.
Like,
there was one that was like, it looked like a stag, so that might also be like kind of
But that's generation two.
Oh, yeah,
I would want to keep to the original 151.
That's why I was kind of wondering if that was from the new ones. I don't know. Drop in the comments what Pokemon you would eat.
That'd be Execute, bro. It's just eggs.
Execute, but they're cracked though, and I think
of them are cracked. I think there's one or two of the five. Like, because there's five of them. There's like four or five of them in like a cluster. I think one of them's okay. I think there's like two or three cracked ones. I don't know.
You know what? Which one I think would be the hardest to keep around you at all times? The magnet ones.
Oh yeah, the walk like dong, just stuck right your
between
truck
that, and it's like all your electronics would be fried probably.
Oh yeah, if they got enough like magnetic ability to like
those are the things that people don't think about.
Yeah, God, that would be a pain. Unless like
Pokemon do you think would be besides that would be hard to live with? I guess.
Because
I mean, you're not gonna want to keep them in their Pokeballs all the time, right?
Yeah, you're going to want to, like, Pikachu them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you want to just let them roam around.
Beedrill.
Beedrill?
I hate... it's just a big bee.
I think, honestly, Charmander would probably be a hard one, too. Because
his little flame tail.
There's fire on
them
all the time. You probably have to keep them outside.
Well, yeah, but then if it rains, his little flame goes out. We saw the one where he's, like, hiding with the leaf. We've all seen that episode.
Yeah, bro, but your house could burn down.
I think, like, the...
smoke detector would be going off inside your house all the time.
Carbon monoxide all the time. No! Yeah, I never really thought about that. Why you gotta ruin my childhood dream?
Because I don't want your childhood dream to be real. I
want
to eat.
You don't want my childhood dream.
I want it to be. I want to eat your Pokemon. Yeah. I'm gonna eat your Charmander.
No.
What other ones? Let's see. There's got to be something that are just difficult to have around.
Yeah, I think
like a Snorlax would be like as long as you have a backyard. I guess you could just keep him back there because.
But he'd be inconvenient, man. That's like a
lot
of
in the
food.
Game. He just kind of sat in the middle of the road. So like, as long as you like. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could just keep them in your backyard. Just let them lay there. I don't know what the benefit would be of having one anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
He doesn't evolve.
I think there'd be certain ones that would be easy to keep, like a Nidoran. Because it's like, yeah, a little dog thing. I don't know what the hell they are.
Like a Ninetales?
Yeah.
Or Vulpix. An Eevee's a dog.
Yeah, an Eevee, would
be a good
animal. Oh, yeah. Eevee would be a solid animal to have.
And then once you want to evolve them, you just evolve them to your water type that you're over there fixating
on. Yeah. That's the thing is, like, I don't like the water types when I play the game either. Like, I don't.
I think
I always start off with fire one because they're the hardest ones to come by.
Fire ones, yeah. Fire ones are just, but it sucks because then you got to like work to like the disadvantages of it.
You got to deal with
the water ones. They got to deal with, and like it doesn't really do much to the rock ones either, does it?
No, like you don't get any benefit of them till like the last gym.
The only ones you end up jacking up are the plant ones.
Yeah, and I mean anything can screw those up. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I think an Eevee would be the best pet. I think another one that would be a pain in the ass would be, I'm trying to think of like flying ones that would be really inconvenient. Oh, dude, eating a Pidgeotto. That would just be like a giant Pidgeotto? Chicken. That would be a good one to eat.
Or like the one, what does it evolve into? It evolves into a bigger one.
Yeah, Pidgeot, like the, yeah, and then like Pidgey, little one. Use the Pidgey for like the wings and stuff.
But see, we're going to the bird ones because it's easy.
Yeah, it's because it's just bird. I assume it's just going to taste like chicken.
Pull up a freaking Pokemon list. Let's
look up the map. Only the originals because that way, because gotta
catch them all, kids. So like now this isn't a Pokemon episode. You're welcome.
Yes. Original.
Yeah, pull them up and you sound them off and I'll.
All right.
I'm chewing gum. I got to throw those away.
Okay, the original 151. I mean, Oddish is just a radish.
Oh, Oddish, yeah.
So I feel like that would be easy, but it's a plant. I don't want to eat a plant. And then there's like there's so many bugs.
There's a lot of the bug ones.
Don't want to eat a caterpillar.
Oh, Parasite?
Yeah.
Kind of like that'd be kind of like a crab, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to eat like an Electrode.
No, no, man.
That'd just be spicy. Honestly, I don't know. Like, now that I'm looking at them, like...
Let me Google
it. Yeah, you're going to need to, like, pull it up, too, because it's really looking like it's going to be the birds. The birds are going to be the ones that are good. Because, like, Pikachu's a rat. Sandshrew's a rat. I don't know, maybe, like, a... What is it? A Jigglypuff? I don't know if it's just all fluff, though. Like, is there substance under there?
Hold on, I need to take this list and make it mine. The water ones again.
Dude, a Slowpoke, bro. I feel like that would be good. I feel like it would just taste like bait. Like, it would be like a pig.
Let me give me this list, and then we're going to really discuss, because I can't see.
Dude, Krabby, bro. Krabby. He's just a crab, and it's a water type, so it knocks out two birds with one stone.
Meowth. I'd eat Meowth.
You'd eat a cat? Would you eat cat?
If I didn't know.
Well, I'm saying knowingly.
No, probably not.
You wouldn't eat a cat? What if it's like not like a neighborhood cat? What if it's like a bobcat or a lynx or something?
I think it'd have to be prepared by a professional place. Like, I'm not just going to go to a buddy's house and just like they caught a bobcat in the back and they're just cutting it up. Like
cooking up a mountain lion?
That's weird.
You say you'd want like Bobby Flay to cook you a mountain lion?
If he could, yeah.
That would be pretty cool. I want to get like rich enough to where I can like pay one of these like extravagant chefs to just make me a meal.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. Because, like, you ever watch the Food Channel and you're just looking at it and you're like, wow, that looks really, really good.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want that.
Like, it makes me feel a lot more poor.
Don't eat a Geodude. That's all I can tell you.
Why?
He's just a rock.
Like, I mean I'm sure he's not a rock all the way through, though.
Yeah, but, like, that seems like a lot
like
of
it's
work.
Probably, like, it's probably, like, one of those like he's probably like a coconut. He's probably like just really crappy on the outside, and then you peel it back, and it's nice and tasty.
He's a delicate. He's a delicatessen.
You probably cook him on fire. No, cook him on his own. They're immune to fire, aren't they?
Yeah.
How would you break it? You got to cut it down the middle, then. Or the mushroom ones. Which ones are the mushroom ones? What are they called?
Are you talking like the?
I think it's the evolution of Oddish. The.
He just
the sleepy
becomes...
ones. Those are the shrooms. See, that's the you eat those for. That's the one that you like just chip off little bits of it while you're
dude
while sitting on the couch. That's the one you keep in your couch. A little bit of the mushroom.
Dude, the one with the flower in the hole in the center?
Yeah.
Yeah, you dig out the center.
You put guacamole in
it? Well, I was thinking you put like some spinach artichoke dip in the middle and just plant like chips all there. Around the edge. He's just a walking
He's walking around tray. With a sombrero. Just walking around with a chip sombrero. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't think there's any that are actually like tasty looking. Where's the one that I was talking about? Where's the bull one?
Tauros? He's
gonna be... see, there. That's the only one I think of. Because then you got below him, what, that stupid duck that's like a gem?
Oh, yeah.
The hell is that all about?
Okay, and if you go to Gen 2...
I mean, the oyster ones.
Ooh, I don't know. Gen 2 might be actually like where it's at. As far Gen as 2? Eating. Yeah. Because you got like the sheep. You got more birds to choose from. You got some pig-looking... thing.
Does it come up as Gen 2?
Yeah, just type Gen 2, and it'll come up with the extra 100s.
Oh, Gen 2 Pokemon. There it is.
Yeah. Because if you look, like, you got the
Because it went to, like, 250, right?
Yeah, they went to 251, because there was 151, and then the extra 100. Because these ones look a little better, Tayson. Not going to lie. I don't know anything past Gen 2, so I'm not going to go too deep into that.
I don't know. I don't know anything. Oh, this is the one where they got kind of weird.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, this was like the end of it.
It's like they redid the original ones, huh?
Yeah, because
then like the first three are like cone. They're just basically cheap knockoffs of the original three.
Yeah, they're just different versions, but like there's an alligator rather than like a turtle.
Togepi might taste good. He looks like he'd be like a
hard boiled egg,
like a white omelet. Like a white, like yeah. Egg white omelet?
Dude, you take a Togepi, and then you throw some, like, Monterey Jack cheese on it.
I'm telling you. Yeah, yeah.
Dice up some bacon.
Put a little pepper in there. Some pea. Some bacon bits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude, bacon bits?
Such a good little omelet. Yeah.
See? And
that's a big-sized egg. That's like an ostrich egg.
Yeah, that's like, you don't need to crack, like, three or four of them. You just need the one. Yeah.
You just do the one.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you. That's a good idea. Makes me want eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't really have any tasty-looking Pokemon in the second gen either.
Like, there's a couple. Like, I don't want to eat the pine cone.
There's the cow one. The cow one looks like it's cow. Yeah, so it's just that's just a gimme.
Beef.
Yeah.
It's almost cheating. You can't use that one. It's just a cow.
And then you got that, like, which one's that one that looks like a squiggle? Like the...
Oh, the one that's
you
like...
You know the mystery ones that they used to have in the original one that always, when I first saw that come up on it, I thought it was a glitch. I thought my thing was going to get fried up.
Because like, it looks not like, a shape.
It's not even a Pokemon. It's just like a...
And it says unknown, so you're like, what is it?
What are those called? It's like a widget digit. What is it? The ones on Microsoft Word? A wingding.
A wingding?
Just a wingding. That's all it looks like.
What is the purpose of the wingding...
font?
Font. What is wingding... What's wingdings used for?
I'm looking it up, bud. It says Wingdings was created to be used as a unique tool for the pre-internet era. It was a bit like emojis, but way more useful. It used to be so much harder to use pictures from the internet. Images were difficult to find and too large to download, and they didn't place nicely next to text. So they're basically widgets. Well, Wingdings were like Stone Age freaking...
They were hieroglyph emojis?
Basically.
Oof. God, what a time to be alive.
I always just refer to them as like the ones that you do when you like rage on the computer and you're just like...
It's like the swear words on like old cartoons before they could swear. It's just like the at symbol, a question mark.
Yeah.
Stuff Marvin Martian would say.
Yeah. Marvin Martian.
Anyway, so this episode will be coming out on Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Fridays.
Have you... What's your best deal that you've ever gotten on a Black Friday?
On a Black Friday? I always used to just go... When I actually did involve myself in that, I would actually go with my mom. So I wouldn't really buy nothing for myself. But once I did go and after I had money, I would buy like Legos and stuff. I don't know if I really ever looked at the deals. I don't think I really cared.
You're just like,
I think me and you went 1 year. And I think you got a TV or something. I don't remember.
No, I didn't get the TV. I got that soundbar.
Yeah, you got a soundbar. And I think I got like like a chair or something. I don't remember. Did you get a gaming chair?
A what?
A gaming chair. Didn't you get one there or something?
No, I've never actually had a gaming chair. I've had like a banana chair.
That's what it was. A banana chair.
I feel like I had that for a long time though. I think the best.
Yeah, what's the best one you've had? Because I
never. You're not really, a Black Friday.
I never partook.
See, I never. It wasn't a Black Friday, as much as it was a Cyber Monday deal, which I know it's two different things, and I asked you a different question than what I'm going to answer with. But the best deal I got for it was, like, not saying like the most useful thing, but just like the best discount I think I ever got was that Jaegerator.
Okay.
That I have a chiller slash Jaeger dispenser. And you take and you open a bottle of Jaeger and you flip it around, you put the little nozzle on it, you put it in there, and it chills it to, I think, like minus 15 degrees.
Yeah.
And it's like its own refrigerator for just Jaeger.
That was actually a really cool purchase. It was one of those things where you're just like, feel like it was the age where you bought it too.
I got it at a good age because it's...
Like now I wouldn't go look out for that, but like back then it was like, that's sick. Like that was cool because it was on the countertop and...
It's like, wow, you have a Jaeger dispenser? What kind of alcoholic are you?
Good one. Wow, you are an alcoholic. What kind of what kind of alcoholic are you?
Used it maybe like...
Like 3-4 times, I think,
didn't use it much.
It was good. It did the job, which is even better because that means that like if you ever wanted to sell it to somebody, it's still perfect working condition.
Like, yeah, like I cleaned it out every time too, so it's not like...
She would get sticky, wouldn't she?
Because Jaeger would get sticky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did that.
Isn't it weird though how it like started off as Black Friday being on Friday and then it just kind of progressed to like now they're having like shopping things the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they have like day before Thanksgiving deals and then Cyber Monday took over and then you get like what Prime Day? I feel like it's like twice a year.
I'm still in Toyotathon, so.
It's Toyotathon? No, Happy Honda Days, bro. Oh,
bro, it's all about Toyotathon.
Happy Honda Days.
One of the ones, there's a ton of them, dude. Anyway,
those two are like the most prominent. Dude, it's the season now.
It's the season for what?
It's the season for the Mercedes and Lexus commercials. Oh. The Lexus with the big bow and the Mercedes where they're all silver and then like the Rudolph red one
in the very front is supposed to be Rudolph. I like that.
And then the Coca-Cola Bear commercials.
Tis the season. I'm stoked for that, honestly, now that you say that.
I'm excited to just... Because I feel like it doesn't happen.
What do you want, Sean? What do you want for Christmas? Let's talk about this.
I don't really want anything for Christmas.
World peace?
I want... No, I feel like I'd be selfish if I didn't say yes.
You said no?
No, what kind of evil man? No.
Anyway.
I want a day where we have like a beef stew going or like a chili and it's just snowing like crazy outside because I feel like it doesn't snow like that anymore. To hop on the global warming or climate change thing, but...
It honestly hasn't... We haven't had a decent snowstorm like that, which I don't like snow at all, but I will admit to it.
In like
5 years.
5 or 6 years, yeah.
5 or 6 years.
And it's kind of heartbreaking.
Because even when I lived with you, it was like... I remember seeing, like, when I first moved in, that we'd pile up the snow pretty high off the driveway. Like, you'd clean it off, and it was, like, big piles.
Yeah.
But then as it progressed, like,
Yeah, I think the first... 2 years I lived in that house, it snowed a decent amount.
Hmm.
But I feel like since I've moved into that house, it doesn't snow anymore.
Hmm. Yeah, that is weird.
I bought Jayla a sled like 4 years ago and we still haven't taken it out because the past 4 years, the only time it's snowed, either it melts by the end of the day or it's not thick enough to go sledding in. So it's like we're just going to hit a rock.
Snows, like we don't really get the snow.
Yeah. And I told her, I'm like, I think we need to get rid of this sled because I think it's the reason why it's not snowing.
Did you do this to us?
I don't know. I feel like I control the weather. Whenever I washed my black car, it rained that week. honest to God, I'm like thinking that I control the weather.
Bring back waterbender. The snow here and there. Bring back the snow here and there. I don't want all of it.
Here's another reason why I think it is. Because I always look forward to having like a white snow on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably jinxing it right now, so it won't happen this year.
Probably are.
But I feel like... I always want a white snow for Christmas, and it's only snowed on Christmas. Have you noticed that the last couple years it snows on Christmas Day?
Which is fine with me. It makes it more festive, but it's weird.
I feel like if I could control the weather, I wouldn't let January happen.
Where it gets frigid?
Where it's like 10 degrees outside, everything's caked in salt.
And it's not even, and it's not even like, it doesn't even look good outside. It just looks bland. Like, just
everything's bright, covered in salt, cold, and the air is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I go out there ever?
Just get rid of January altogether.
Yeah.
I like that. At least just the weather system in January.
Yeah.
Like, if it fell in, honestly, if we could have the weather that we've been having the past like week or so, like, it's still cold. But it's, like, tolerable. We've had some rain, like, snow.
28 is cold, but it's not, like, unbearable.
Dude, when it gets down to, like, 10s.
Yeah. That's when it's just like, God, this sucks.
That's when I don't even want to go outside.
Yeah, you're like,
going to your vehicle in the mornings makes it miserable. Getting your truck and you're like.
Because even if you let it idle for a minute or you have auto start or something.
It still takes a minute to get.
Yeah.
My drive's not long enough for my vehicle to warm up in time.
Yeah. I'll drive to work and, like, my window, if I use the defroster, it's like defrosting when I'm at work. I'm like,
yeah, that's
me.
This is pits.
But
man.
I just, yeah. If, like, November, December, dump snow. There's tons of snow. I don't care. January disappears. And then we just go right to February. And things start thawing out a little bit. You still get some cold.
But, I think people always tell me, like, oh, you just don't, we need the water, so, like, you want to have a lot of snow. I'm like, I don't want a lot of snow. Like, I want it up there.
Yeah.
If it could happen where, like, the snow would just accumulate heavy as hell
up in the mountains. We get, like, 15, 20 feet of snow up there.
I would love it. But I have to drive in it, so.
See, I've never hated driving in the snow. I hate other people driving in the snow.
Well, yeah. I more so hate the experience of having people around me while I drive in the snow.
That's what I liked about when I worked nights. You get off in the morning and it was like snow covered and everything, but there wasn't enough traffic to make it scary.
Yeah. Well, for us, it's like we hit the road early in the morning, and it's like, if it's bad, it's not too bad. It's getting out and driving in the snow that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's...
I love driving in the snow. I look at that as one of my things that I'm proud of, that I'm good at driving in the snow.
Well, I'm not saying I'm bad at driving in the snow. I drive like shit. Said that. Yeah, I do.
Drives like total butt.
Like butts.
Like booty. You drive like booty cheeks, bro.
It's just an inconvenience of life living here. Why don't you move? Yeah, I should move.
Well, I like also when you're driving in the snow at nighttime and it looks like you're going through space. Because, like, the
you're weird, bro.
The snowflakes, like, glow in your headlights, and then they go past you. It's like you hit, like hyperspeed.
Yeah, hyperspeed in a car.
Well, when you drive like that and you're going at, like, a speed like that, the snowflakes don't stick to your window.
Well, yeah, because there's...
So you don't even have to use your wipers. So you can just get to enjoy the I'm driving in space. Spaceman. Probably going to be the closest I ever get to space.
Then it gets dirty.
God, I know, that's...
Dirtiness of winter is also what bothers me.
Well, it's not even... It's the dirtiness, but it's not, like, dirt. It's the salt.
No, well, I'm saying when, like, the roads are just, like, full of
goo,
like water.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, like, muddy, just snow. That slush stuff. Or, like, the snow that you get that, like, doesn't clean off easy. It's just slush.
The big iceberg you get behind your wheel.
That finally falls off. Like,
yeah, and then, like, you'll drive and you'll just see one fall off and it, like, just slowly disintegrates. And you're like, yeah. It just
spins down the road. That's fun.
That's always fun to watch. Yeah. I like watching when people drive and it, like, snowed, but it didn't stick to the road. So when they're driving, you just see, like, it looks like a little blizzard behind them just, like, dancing on the road.
I like when it does snow and I leave, like, the big layer of snow on the top of my truck and then it, like, flies off while I'm driving and hits somebody else.
Oh, you're that person.
You're welcome. Oh my God. Somebody call me out. Just kidding.
See, I'm not that person.
Just kidding. I'm not. It's a joke.
He is that person. Don't let him fool you.
It's not that big of a strip. Just take it. Take it in the face.
Just poof. Have you ever seen those videos of, like, people that drive and, like, it's frozen? It just, like, crashes into their window?
The semis, dude. The semis that, like, I mean, obviously they can't clean it off. So it's like, yeah, they get the big layer on the top and it just flies off and hits people's cars. Ugh.
Dude, two things. One, those big traffic jams that they have. Like, every year there's always, like, one and it's in, like, Montana or something or... I think last year was Texas because the weird freak storm they had. The Texas
one, bro. That was
weird. Where, like, it's scary because, like, you have, like, 30 cars piled up, and then all of a sudden you're, and then, like, a semi just crashes through. Oh, those are stressful. You're like, Texas, I hope there's no one in these cars.
That Texas one was wild.
Or I think it was in Wyoming, like, 2 years ago or something like that. And they were, like, it was, like, a whiteout condition, and so these semis and these other trucks and, like, cars and stuff weren't even slowing down until it was too late. Do you remember that one?
Montana? Was it Montana? Was it Wyoming?
It was one of those two, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember seeing that, yeah.
And it was just like, all of a sudden, it was like, you see the cameraman like, no.
And then the Texas one that wasn't like that bad of snow, but it was just still.
They just aren't ready for
it. Yeah, the roads are shit.
Yeah. And then the other thing I was going to say was, because we were talking about like the semis, how they can't clear off the snow. And some reason, I just thought of it. Have you ever watched that channel on YouTube, the 11-foot 8 bridge?
Oh, yeah. The one that's like just barely not, that's barely low.
Low enough that like
a majority of these vehicles hit it.
Yeah, like somebody will take their trailer under there and just knocks their air conditioner off the top, or
like the ones where it peels back, the things like sardines.
Like, it's like a moving truck, just
and they just drag it off. And you're like, oh.
And the funny ones are the ones that like people are slowing down to, and they think they can hit it. They ka-dunk. It's like, and then they got to back up this giant semi in this little town intersection.
The ones where they get jammed up pretty tight are rough.
Like lifts the front wheels off the ground, dude. I don't know why, but I'll go down that like once a month almost.
I'm down.
And I'll just get caught up on their videos.
I'm down a parkour thing right now.
A parkour?
Watching the parkour guys. Yeah.
I think you showed me on break the other day.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's just interesting. Like some of these kids can hit some jumps, and I'm like, it's not the Russian kids. These are British, but because like the Russian dudes are over there climbing. Like,
do they jump different? Are they like different?
Yeah, they're very different. Shut up, Sean. No, I'm saying like the Russian kids do like the extreme, like they're going through like giant, like the giant towers in like the middle of Russia and stuff like that. You seen those where they climbing through like machinery and stuff and like stories above the ground and you're like, they're, geez. Like, no, these kids like they just do like in town stuff, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of like things I dwell in here and there.
Another one that's really entertaining that I would never do besides parkour. Have you seen those ones where they ride the bikes down the favelas?
Oh, yeah.
They're taking like a mountain bike and it's like
these, Red Bull does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red Bull sponsors the weirdest things. Like, what's that? They do like the plane things where they.
Yeah.
Or what's it called?
It's like the stunt, like stunt planes, but they're like, yeah.
They're like racing?
It's like speed, like.
Speed stunts.
Speed stunts.
No, or.
They do that one, the. They do that one competition, see if people can build something that'll fly across like a channel.
Oh, yeah. It's called like Flutog or something like that.
Yeah, that.
Or, they do that one. Oh, the one where they make like a. They make like their own like little soapbox car thing.
Yeah.
Where they like.
That's another
roll
one.
Down the hill.
But it's weird that Red Bull, they have their hands in everything, dude.
Oh, yeah. They're bizarre.
But it's like you never. I don't know. Like to me, it's like. Red Bull, it's just an energy drink, but like they're the hand that they have in so many like
events.
Sports and events, and like I mean they're in freaking F1.
Yeah,
like you know they're not playing around.
Not only are they in F1, they have two teams
yeah.
in F1.
Was it Toro Rosso?
It's AlphaTauri now.
AlphaTauri. It used to be Toro Rosso.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but yeah, it's.
But like, you wouldn't think like it's an energy drink, but then again you don't think anything of Monster, and they do a tons of stuff. Like with motocross,
super yeah, they like, do like the motocross, like
yeah,
dirt
and all that and
stuff like that. And then Rockstar,
yeah, but then you have like Rockstar doing like the middle stuff. I don't know.
Rockstar sponsors like a lot of events though, like concert wise.
Yeah,
they do more like entertainment,
like venues and stuff like that.
Monster does more of like off road stuff, and then Red Bull just covers the rest.
Yeah, Red Bull covers a lot of like weird sports, I think.
Yeah, like
they do a lot of specialty stuff.
They do things where guys are putting like wings on their arms and trying to flap across a channel.
Oh, they do like the ones where the dudes like where they drop them in like the wingsuits.
Yeah.
They do those too.
Didn't they sponsor the dude that just jumped into the Earth's atmosphere?
Yeah, they sponsored that dude. Yeah, that was Red Bull.
God, so weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like they have their hands in like the most random stuff.
Like how do they have the money?
We were talking about this actually.
Because like, I don't see a lot of people drinking Red Bulls. They always drink Rockstars.
I see certain people that always drink Red Bull, but also yeah, like
I feel like it's a majority of the other.
But for it to be like they have to be. I don't know, how does that work?
Well, maybe it's just
okay. So Red Bull pays for their stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not all being paid by just the drinks, obviously, because that'd be physically impossible.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Monster and Rockstar aren't huge outside the United States, but Red Bull is.
Well, yeah.
Let's say you go
I'm assuming like a Red Bull cover a certain part of it, but also like the team's doing well, like Red Bull doing well in F1. Like that's I'm sure that pays a lot of the distribution that they have, because F1's got to be their biggest team.
Yeah.
Right.
Far. It's their championship team.
But you know what I mean? They're like, but Red Bull as a whole, like just energy drinks. It's not the majority of their money. I think the F1 team brings a lot of it in too,
from just like other sponsors. Because I mean, like, yeah, if you think about it, like, oh, Max Verstappen's gonna win he already won the championship this year. Yeah. So if like you all of a sudden have like he had a Road Fries logo on the side of his car, all of a sudden this thing would just blow the fuck up. Because
they do, because they have like Red Bull, then they have a ton of other sponsorships.
Yeah, they have all sorts of random things.
So even more so now that they won the championship and.
Yeah, and you gotta think like let's say Red Bull has Mobil 1, Ferrari has Shell, and then Mercedes has Petronas. So like they all have oil companies invested into them.
Yeah.
So not only are they dumping in money from oil companies, which have tons of money,
which I'm
sure like all their lubricants.
That's what I'm saying. Like between that, like the F1 team now even more so. I'm sure that they like, oh, you know, we made so much money for Red Bull and this and that. Like, you know, they start distributing to the other teams because like. They're all tied together.
Yeah.
Like, as far as Red Bull's concerned,
I guess. You want to know a wild thing? Huh. In the, like, Le Mans series, like the LM1 cars, there's a Ferrari team that's sponsored by Red Bull.
That's crazy,
And I'm though. Like, wait, these two are, like, competitors in other categories, but they're, like, a team?
A team in this stage.
You can't even be mad about that, like.
But, yeah.
Ah, you beat me here, but you got us a championship.
Like, they have their hands in everything, dude. Yeah. It's impressive. Is it?
I'm surprised saying, like, Red Bull. In all honesty, I'm surprised they don't have a NASCAR team.
Do they?
I don't know.
do they?
I don't know. Let's Red Bull NASCAR race drivers AJ Allmendinger. Oh God, they do have a.
Do they?
Yeah. They do have a. See, I don't know if it's current, but I know at one point they did.
But see that's what I'm saying. Like,
why would I don't watch NASCAR, so I don't know.
I've dabbled in it, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like between that and like all the sports that they're into,
Toyota Camry.
But yeah, Red Bull, bro.
Yeah, it's weird. Like you think about that with like companies. Like there's certain companies that just dabble in weird things.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Virgin Mobile.
Yeah, Virgin Mobile, they do space stuff.
They do space stuff.
Or Mario Kart has a Mercedes in it.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of deal was that? Did they give the CEO of Mercedes if they put their car in it?
Whenever you see a brand name on anything, like video games, anything, you know that there's money being exchanged. And it's a mass amount when you see it like publicly like that. Like same with like when you see it on like a TV show. When you see the certain amount of cars that they use, and like a lot of them are GM or Ford, like
Transformers is like all GMs.
They stick to a lot of like the branding and all that, and so there's money everywhere from these companies going around, dude, for brands.
Oh yeah, so much stuff is like intertwined, and you wouldn't think anything of it.
Yeah,
or like Mitsubishi's for a while, like on their oil cap on their engine, it said like use Mobil 1 synthetic or whatever
factory, so it's like from the factory.
Yeah, so
oil,
Mobil 1's getting extra sales just because they're like, oh, this dude's going to put Mobil 1 in it because that's what says.
But you start thinking about it, it's like, how much money did it cost them to get
that sticker?
Just for a sticker, because that's not even a guarantee that people are going to run their oil.
Yeah.
But you're paying for a sticker that recommends it, and that had to be like a multi-million dollar freaking sticker. But you know what I mean? Like
even then, like, was it? Because what if they're supplying all the, let's say, all the Mitsubishis from the factory with Mobil 1 oil? I mean, the Mitsubishi.
I'm sure they were, because that was probably part of it. Like, yeah, like we're gonna put the sticker on it, because after you sell that, but that's smart though on Mobil 1's part, because you think about it, once you sell the oil to the company and say you got exclusive rights to Mobil 1. This will go on all your cars for a certain amount of years or whatever it may be. And it's not up to anybody after that point to keep putting Mobil 1 or buying it.
But you
put the sticker on it.
It's a hint.
And a lot of people, like, because you know how many people are like OCD. They'd be like, oh, that sticker.
It says
Mobil 1. I can only put that in. Like, they don't think, like, me and you.
Yeah, we know.
I'd eventually get to the point where I'd have like O'Reilly's high mileage on there and just top it off. You know, like, you get to that point, but like. Somebody that doesn't know, they'd be like, oh,
Or even, honestly, if I had a car that was new like that and told me Mobile One, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, it's new. I just spent like $40,000 on this thing. I'm not going to not listen
but
to
it. But just
them.
To think of like those deals that go on like that, because you know they're everywhere. Same with when you see it in like... In like restaurants, where you see a, like a name brand that's different from the restaurant, like when McDonald's does like a monster collaboration, or Taco Bell does something with like
Doritos and Tapatio,
yeah,
like
or like Arby or like what is it, KFC and A&W,
yeah,
stuff like that that you wouldn't think anything of, but like yeah. They're companies that are mashed together.
Yeah, and it's weird to think that like have you ever seen those like bubble charts, and it's like this company owns all this. I think there's only like five food brands, because I think you showed me that TikTok. Like five food brands in the world, and they own like 90% of everything. Mm-hmm. Like this one guy has like exclusive rights to give all the meats to McDonald's, but then he owns like these other companies the Coca-Cola thing, like sell meat to Burger King. And it's like...
But like, well, like the company that does like the Coca-Cola for McDonald's, that they only do that Coca-Cola that way for McDonald's, but they sell... the regular shit to everybody else. Like they're still getting their hand in the money, but
yeah,
it's like...
you got to think, like, Coca-Cola did it right.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, like, Pepsi has Mountain Dew, which I honestly... I personally think Mountain Dew outsells Pepsi. I'm pretty sure it does.
Pepsi, yeah. I believe Pepsi. But not, like, not Coca-Cola's...
Coca-Cola's got it down.
It's own monster, to be honest with you. Coca-Cola is a tyrant.
Because you look at it, like, you're shocked when you go to a place and they're like, oh, hey... we carry Pepsi, not
bro,
Coke.
Bro, we grew up where it was like you go to somebody's house and they had Coca-Cola. You were like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, it's a staple. Like, you know it.
Yeah. And
like, everybody in the world. Sorry, I'm not trying to cut you off.
No, sorry.
I keep
trying to interrupt you, too.
No, you're good. But it's just like everybody in the world. It's a recognizable brand. Like, Coca-Cola, you show it to somebody in, like, Ethiopia, and they'd be like, oh, Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
like,
I know Coca-Cola. Yeah, and good for them. Yeah. Because they got the fast food market down. Because if you go to, like, say you go to Del Taco, Coca-Cola. McDonald's, Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Burger King, Coca-Cola. Then you go to like Taco Bell and it's Pepsi. You're like, oh, wait, Pepsi? Oh, I want a Mountain Dew then.
But you think about it though, and it's like, that's also smart for like a small company to do that, because it's like some people like Pepsi or like they like Mountain Dew, and it's like.
So it's exclusive.
Oh, you know the Taco Bell has it. I'm going to get a Baja Blast because only they have it.
Yeah.
Like the whole Baja Blast train was like, wow, bro. And like, what was that, the 20s?
Like
2000, '07 and up. Because it hit like right after high school, didn't it? Or was it
in
high school?
No, it was in high school, because I remember getting it in high school.
Baja Blast.
We went to lunch.
Wild, bro.
The one that gets me is Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr.
Pepper. Dr. Pepper's not owned by Coca-Cola or Pepsi. Dr. Pepper's sold at both Coca-Cola and Pepsi restaurants.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper's the business, bud.
Dr. Pepper now has McDonald's.
I didn't used to like it until we moved in together.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. Dr. Pepper... has it down because they got the contract for McDonald's. McDonald's doesn't have Pib Extra anymore. They now have Dr. Pepper.
Pib Extra, bro.
So if you go to like any to any fast food place, I guarantee you they have Dr. Pepper.
You know what? I've struggled, bro. I've had struggles in my life, and the Pib Extra one was the one of them.
You're like, oh, this sucks.
And we're back when you're poor, bro, and you need that Pib Extra or that RC Cola.
Or Mountain Thunder.
Yeah, but when you have to do it, you have to do it. But it's like...
Go ahead, sorry.
No, you're good. No, you're good. I was done.
Cactus Cooler from Shasta.
Cactus Cooler.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Shasta has that and the black cherry soda. Mm. Those are on lock. I have not had a black cherry soda as good as like Shasta.
You like the one from Del Taco though, huh? The cherry
soda. Oh, the black Cherry Coke?
Cherry Coke?
Just Cherry Coke? Oh, yeah. That's on
that's
the
like
level
one of the
with
things
the
that
McDonald's
I always remember
Coke.
When we'd go to Del Taco was like
it's
the
still,
cherry Coke.
Bro, I still, when I go cherry to Del Taco, I get a Cherry Coke. There's no other reason to get anything else other
than
tacos.
Cherry Coke.
Chicken soft tacos, cherry coke, and a chicken quesadilla. Like
well,
my stomach
still
now.
Like it was like the chicken soft tacos, but with no lettuce.
Yeah, because if you get it with lettuce, there's like three pieces of chicken in there. But if you get it without lettuce, they load it up.
Dude, I never ate Del Taco until I started hanging out with you.
They have such good fries.
They do. The crinkles.
Yeah.
The
crinkle or fries. You know, want to know another one that's kind of weird?
Hmm.
Besides the Del Taco no lettuce. If you don't know this. And you're going to get fast food and you really enjoy their fresh fries. This is some road fries, french fry advice right here.
Ooh.
Ask for fries with no salt.
Because
then
fresh.
They have to make them fresh because they salt the fries when they come out.
So you're going to ruin somebody's day at work, but you'll get fresh fries.
Yeah, like you're going to be inconvenienced and you got to wait like an extra 5 minutes, but you get fresh fries.
Yeah, okay.
And then to really add it on, because some guy used to do this when I worked at Burger King, some guy would always do this. He'd ask for fries, no salt. And then when we get to the, he'd get to the window and pay, he would ask for salt packets. Huh. I'm like, you clever son of a bitch.
That would piss me off if I worked there.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, yeah. God, it's here.
That's your fry guy tip.
Yeah, there's your fry guy tip for the day. Huh. Well, another thing, did you ever work fast food?
No, I didn't.
Okay, another thing that was weird was we'd always get like some, like, we'd always get the same order from like the same person. Like, okay, here comes the... The
10:30 truck driver.
Yeah, the 10:30 truck driver wanting his Filet-O-Fish.
He's over here walking up to the drive-thru because his semi's in the Winco parking lot.
Well, yeah, and then like they would sit there and show up, and they'd always get the same thing.
Yeah,
and you're and like I'm like that with Beto's or Rancherito.
I was gonna say,
you but think, I don't eat there weekly.
Yeah,
but there's some people that like, oh, it's Thursday at 5 p.m. I gotta go get my Big Mac.
Oh, you mean Wednesday at 11 o'clock at night?
Shut up. I didn't always go to Del Taco after work. There was times that I would go to, like, McDonald's.
No, but it's interesting. So what's, like, the weirdest order that you ever got when you worked fast food?
The weirdest order I ever got when I worked at Burger King back in, like, the aughts.
The aughts.
06, 07. Oof,
that's how we got to call them, yeah.
There was one where, and the lady works at work. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Her and her husband would come in, and he would order a Whopper with cheese, no onion. God, the fact that I remember this. It's like a Whopper with cheese, no onion. And then she would get a Whopper Jr. with cheese, no onion. And then they would both get, like, a upsized fry from their meal, like the next size up. So she'd get a large, he'd get, like, a king size.
Mm-hmm.
Back when you could get extra larges.
Yeah.
And then they would both get like medium Dr. Peppers. And so like they had the same order just scaled because she was shorter than him. So it was like just scaled down.
It was like the same thing, but like a mini-me, like a mini-me order.
Every day, or not every day, every week.
It's like clockwork?
Yeah. I think the reason why I remember it is because she works at work now. Oh, she doesn't work at work. She always worked at work. I work at her work now, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though I've been there 15 years. Only. So... It was weird that, like, I got there, and I'm like, oh, hey, and, like, the first thing I thought of, because I only worked at Circus City for, like, 6 months, so the first thing I thought of when I saw her was her order, and I'm like, this is stupid.
Hey, Whopper Jr., not
yeah, no onion. No onions, hey. Yes, stupid. But, yeah. And that's the thing. Her and her husband are really nice people. Like, they'd come in, and, like, they never complained.
Maybe that was, like, their date night. Like, that was their...
That was their thing. Maybe their first ritual, date was that, and so they always, maybe. Like... Maybe, but at the same time, that's like cute. I feel that's like cute. Burger King's not that great. They're why would really you go not. There weekly?
Their fries were good. Not like their fries. I don't know why.
The only thing good at Burger King they don't carry anymore.
Oh.
And it was like their cheesy tender crisp. It had cheddar cheese on it, pepper jack cheese on it, a cheese sauce, and then I would get it with lettuce and pickles and bacon.
That was money.
Oh. 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 But I'd put it on the sourdough bun.
What?
Yeah.
You monster.
God, that was like the best thing. Like,
the sourdough buns were the business.
Dude, I'm really hoping that like one of my girls works at fast food at some point just so I can like...
He's starting them young.
Yeah, starting them young. That way I can just get like, hey, on your way home, grab me
on your way home, just grab me some food.
Yeah. Yeah, go grab me a Hershey Pie.
You know, I like this. You're looking out for yourself.
Thinking of the long game, not the short game.
Just start giving them like little.
Oh my
like,
god! Get one of them outfits. To work at like Cold Stone. Oh.
Oh man, that
could you
bomb.
Imagine?
Oh,
like, yeah. Hey, bring me home like a chocolate with fudge brownie and gummy bears every day. Like, oh my god, that's
it's like you know
so
they're
so exciting.
It's like you have their schedule.
Yeah, like hey, you so get you off know. Work at 11 o'clock. I'll be awake.
You're
bring
off,
me
you're
my
off
ice cream
at 11, so I'm gonna need it. Just when
yeah.
you get off and
I can still get a full night's sleep off of a bowl of ice cream.
It's like, hey, I'm going to need you to work this Wednesday.
I need you to give me some ice cream.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to close this day because I can. That's funny.
Ah, yes. That's the long-term game. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to sprinkle
subliminal.
The seeds and be like, you should work at McDonald's one day.
You know, it'd be fun if you worked at McDonald's.
But not at McDonald's. I want
no, you want
Olive
something.
Garden.
Well, yeah, because you. Ooh. Ooh, the breadsticks. If they can bring you breadsticks home every night.
That's dangerous.
I'd be going over to your house and be like, hey.
I don't know. Like, at that point, like.
At that point, you're like 600 pounds on the couch.
Yeah, I'm going to die early. God, could you imagine?
Could you imagine how many tours of Italy you'd have?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Oh.
No, that's not. That's probably, that's not good for your family or my family.
That's not good for like the chicken population. Like they're already struggling with a sickness. I can't imagine. Like,
I mean, the billboards say eat more chicken.
You know what? Yeah, they told me to.
You know what? Those Chick-fil-A billboards.
I love them.
I enjoy them.
That's advertising at its finest.
Me and JC were driving down Washington a couple weeks ago, and I saw one, and I was like, "How big do you think that cow is to scale? Do you think it's close enough to scale to an actual cow?" She's like, "Maybe, maybe." Then when we got closer, she's like, "Oh no, that's way bigger than an average cow."
Yeah, it's like you forget like when you're driving, like how big some of these advertisements are. Yeah. Like, the billboard's not tiny.
Oh no,
the billboard that's on, I think it's on I-15 for like if you're going toward Riverdale.
Okay.
The Chick-fil-A billboard, it's instead of just like getting rid of the billboard temporarily, it's up there and it says like temporarily closed for remodel, but it has like the cows like rolling that label across their billboard, and I'm like,
it's advertisement, bro. It's witty.
Do you know who has the wittiest advertising? Wendy's, their Twitter account.
Oh,
I don't know who is in charge of that, but damn, they're funny.
But you see, it was. To me, it was funny when it first happened. I think there was a couple companies that did it. There was like the whole PETA thing against that one place that did seafood. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There was that. Ever since that, you start seeing all these companies going like social media and like having like little Twitter wars with like other companies.
Yeah.
Like it's funny, but some of them is just like.
Some of them are obviously kind of like
cringy.
Cringe. But like I said, the Wendy's one, because the Wendy's one will troll people.
Oh, the Wendy's one is funny.
The people in charge of Wendy's social media do not give a fuck. Like, there's no...
Which is, it's funny. But it's a hoot. The internet's wild, bro.
God, it is.
I don't know how some people can be in charge of that kind of stuff. I'd get frustrated. I'd get bullied. Bully people.
You bully people, bro. You're the one who's been on, like, local Facebook group.
I go on local tirades, but I try to keep it... Try to keep myself a little bit more controlled, because
you're trying to PG-13 it now.
Yeah,
dial back one step at a time.
Yeah, just because you see people don't like to like just take a comment. People like to try to offend you, even though you're like that's not even related to like what I said to you.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, I don't know. People are dumb.
Internet trolling is an art, because if you find the right person, they'll kind of work with it and they'll go with you about it.
And that's the thing. If it's somebody that I say something to, like kind of like a sly remark, and they kind of like laugh about it and they're like, "Oh yeah, I get it." I'm like, "Okay, you know,
I'll pick up myself,
whatever." But like when they get mad about it and they try to like come back at me, that's when I tend to get banned.
That's when you release the
Kraken.
Yeah. Or what was the one that I was telling you about, how there was the map of the, it said like the top states to live in the United States, and it literally just highlighted like the top,
yeah, the top states
that are along like the Canadian border.
That was a simple troll.
Yeah, and it was just the top states to live, because they're on the top of the map. Top states
to live in the U.S. It's literally the states that are at the top of the map.
And there was one guy gets on there, and he like makes it all political, and he's like, "This is a bullshit list. These are all blah, 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 blah."
This was made by some soy boy in California.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, you're missing the joke. Like, completely missing the joke.
Right over their head.
Yeah. Because then somebody commented, he's like, "Well, I want to see the list of the bottom states," and they linked it to the bottom states. It was like California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, like all the southern states.
Why'd they put Texas on that with California?
Yeah, Texas and California are two different places. Yeah, and I'm like, you're missing the joke here. It wasn't like a big page either. It was just like some dude posting.
See, that's the thing that like I tend to get better results when I don't have to explain the joke. But like some people can't, like they don't understand what I'm saying.
They want to get offended. They want to argue their point.
Yeah, and I'm just like, no, you don't get it. It was a joke.
Yeah, there's a Facebook group that I joined, and it's people wrongfully correcting people who are wrong or something like that. And it's like some guy will post something that's incorrect, and somebody will try to correct them, and they'll get in an argument over the correction, but they're both wrong. And I'm like, this is a fun page because this
just works.
Yeah, it's great. But yeah, I think we'll wrap this one up. We're pushing 50 minutes on this one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this one flew. Hey, sure, it'll be cropped down to like 40 minutes because silences.
You know,
stuff.
We appreciate you guys sticking with it, and the ones that do listen and keep listening. It's fun.
Yeah.
So this being a Thanksgiving-ish episode, I do want to say thank you to everybody.
Yes. Happy holidays. We're grateful. Happy Thanksgiving.
We hope you have a good time with your families this holiday season, and we'll hopefully get out a couple of them, right? So
yeah.
Kind of
eat a lot of food and take a nap. You've earned it. You work hard. Take it easy.
Alrighty.
All right. Take care.
Bye.